Hey guys, welcome back to Tech Talk and Tangents. Today we have a special guest, Ryan Tran, and we will be talking about Amazon.
Hello.
So, Ryan, you're in Vietnam right now. How's that going?
So COVID just returned to Vietnam. So obviously it's not as bad as US,
Of course.
Yeah.
Number one.
It's still fighting our life, but at least people are still going to school. We're still doing fine.
Bro, you're literally chilling right now. Like,
Yeah.
you got nothing to do.
You can never, you should never be skeptical about these kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the entire country can go down tomorrow.
It's very true. But like today, do whatever you want.
America's
But you got
already
a
gone
point.
downhill. They're
Down
sending us
under.
back to school, and I don't know how I
Oh
feel about
yeah,
that.
I don't think I'm going back.
I'm not going back. So I'll stay on Zoom. Thank you
Yeah,
very
I just
much.
work better online away from people.
Don't think I work. I don't know.
Oh yeah, if anything, just procrastinate more, but whatever.
Kind of
True.
sad though, how they open a school for like a week and then immediately
Yeah.
shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we're a smaller school, like.
We still have a
It's
lot of students.
college students, so you shouldn't expect much.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, if college students can't even control themselves, then.
By the way, we're a high school student.
Ugh.
Yeah. Our brains just aren't developed yet.
Have you seen that TikTok? I think I sent it to you. It was this RA who was like, "If I hear there's any partying going on campus, I'm a snitch on you. I
Oh
will
yeah,
rat
this is
you
the only
out."
time snitching is acceptable.
Dude, snitch us out. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
So,
so
we're talking
what are we
about
talking about?
Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan, what are your thoughts on Amazon?
Amazon holds the best stock value. It's the best company ever.
Yeah, the great Jeff Bezos.
Woo.
It was now divorced,
It
so.
changed every American. Actually, yeah, it changed a lot of people's lifestyle outside of America too. I don't know
Very,
how many
very
countries
true.
does
I
Amazon
know Amazon doesn't treat its workers that well, but I
Oh,
can't
yeah.
stop using it.
Oh, yeah. It's because
Yeah.
the free ship, like with Prime, like, come
I
on.
know,
By
it's
the way,
just so.
two Amazon employees just died from an accident in
Oh,
Dallas.
really? What was the accident?
I have no clue. I think they just lost delivery.
Oh, that's
That's
very
just so sad.
unfortunate.
But Jeff Bezos is insanely rich.
That,
And
yeah,
apparently,
and
rest in
very
peace.
bald too.
And very bold. Amazon started as a online bookstore. Did y'all know that?
Oh, I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know too much about it.
He started as a bookstore in 1995, and then it just blew up and he started adding more products.
Yeah, it really blew up when he introduced the 2 days shipping.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, that stuff is great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I wish they have Amazon in Vietnam.
Oh, they
Like
don't?
They don't?
if you want to online if you want to buy stuff online here, it would take like a week. A week
Oh.
just to get something.
It took a long time. Yeah, in Kuwait, in the Middle East, where I lived,
Yeah, and
they didn't
you
have
don't even
Amazon
get
at
that much
all.
option.
Oh, yeah, it says that right now Amazon is available in the US, the UK, France, Ireland, Canada, Germany, Spain, Italy, Australia, Japan, China, India, and Mexico.
Yeah, why is Amazon not marketing toward the Southeast Asian country? Like, come on, chop chop.
Why is
You have a
Amazon
lot of
not
demand
marketing
there.
overseas?
We
Yeah,
need
but I feel
you.
like there's already a lot of, well, I know in China there's like a bunch of other
Everything's
like
made
really
there.
fast shipping,
Yeah, Alibaba.
companies. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, yeah, maybe they'll start working towards worldwide, but does Jeff Bezos really need that much more money? How
He
much
really
is his net
doesn't.
worth? Like 200 billion?
Let's search it up.
270.
Let's find out his net worth.
It is
Oh,
196 billion.
yeah, so like around 200. He's 5'7". What?
That's so short.
He's a short guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it
I
says he
apologize.
makes about $321 million a day, $13 million an hour,
What?
222 hundred that like $100,000 a minute, and $3,715 a second this year.
What?
That's the wealthiest person in the world.
Yeah, he literally is.
Yeah, it
It
says
is.
that he could potentially become the world's first trillionaire as early as 2026, at which point he will be aged 62.
I like saw this post somewhere that if you started saving money like $10,000 a day, like from the age of the ancient Egypt, you still wouldn't have as much as Jeff Bezos.
That's kind of crazy
That's insane to
that
me.
Jesus.
He's so rich.
He doesn't even make that much money.
I feel like if I took his credit card and I bought a house, he wouldn't notice.
He probably wouldn't.
He probably wouldn't
I think he
notice.
probably would.
Really?
I mean, billionaire watch the reason why billionaire become billionaire is because they watch every dime they spend.
That's true.
True.
They're very careful with their money.
True.
But then again, Jeff Bezos, though, I'm not sure.
Jeff Bezos has too much money. What do you even do with that money?
Yeah, what does he even do?
Expand his company toward other country. Because
I'm
that seems
surprised
to
he
be the
hasn't,
only
like,
limit of Amazon right now.
I'm
He
surprised he hasn't
could.
taken, like, world domination yet,
I mean, he could end so many things.
He could never end Costco, though. Never.
Oh, yeah, Costco's amazing.
Their food court prices, the
Their
top at the
free
top.
samples. They don't have Costco in Vietnam.
Yeah. I'm
Costco's
pretty
sorry.
limited. I don't know. Maybe y'all got like a Sam's
Oh
Club.
yeah, Amazon just introduced a new product, Amazon Halo.
Oh,
Amazon
what's? Oh, wait, is
Halo?
that the like the bracelet thing?
Yeah, the bracelets.
Yeah, I've seen like some ads on it.
Wait,
That's
I
tracked
haven't seen it.
activity and like sleep schedule and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's an Apple Watch.
Yeah,
Yes,
or
but
like a Fitbit kind of.
only for health.
So like a
Oh.
Fitbit.
It's a smart fitness assistant.
Wait,
Voice
what's
AI.
I thought Amazon made like a collaboration with Halo the video game. So apparently not. Amazon Halo, that's interesting. Do any of you have an Alexa?
No, I do have a Google Home, but I don't use
I used to, but then I stopped using it for a
it.
while. Because first I just bought it because it seems cool, like just talking to someone inside my room
You're
because I have no
lonely.
friend.
That's so sad. I'm sorry.
You gotta do what you gotta do, like,
You gotta do what you gotta do. Okay, so Amazon, what did you want to talk about specifically? Because you brought this topic up, Emily.
So I was looking at The Verge because they have a lot of cool tech articles. Shout out to Mr. Saris for that. And there's a few articles on Amazon Go, which is, wait, no, sorry. Amazon Go's cashierless tech that may come to Whole Foods. This was in 2020. Yeah, so Amazon basically took over this, like, made their own grocery store where they don't have cashiers. So when you go around, there's cameras, and then they'll try to like track what you buy so that when you're done, you can just walk out the door. You pass like these like scanner things, and it's supposed to
Aren't
just
those
like,
already out?
I think I saw a lady make a video about it where she tried to see how accurate it was, and it like messed up her payment twice on like the same product.
Yeah, that kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, it's a little spooky, and I think you, I don't know if you have to have like an account walking in or like how that would work.
Don't like it. That sounds terrifying.
Have
they,
I get.
wait, have those stores opened yet, or are those still like beta?
Well, I see Amazon's first fresh grocery store opens with high-tech dash shopping carts, and it was published August 27, 2020, so only 2 days ago.
That's still relatively new, so we shouldn't expect much.
It says that it's located in the Woodland Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. The store will sell food like pizzas and sandwiches that are prepared on site, as well as a range of items from national and local brands.
That's so
And
funny.
it says it's open for in-person shopping on an invite-only basis.
What?
So, like, how do they even choose like who's invited?
You just gotta be lucky.
Do you have to be like a Prime member or stuff like that?
I mean, I
That's
guess.
weird. I'm on Amazon Go's Wikipedia page. It has a
Yeah.
Wikipedia page. And apparently it was founded in 2018.
Oh, snap. It's
And it
actually
has
still
26 locations in 2020.
26.
Yep. In Seattle, Chicago, San Fran, New York.
Oh, wow.
No, not in LA.
Here's some better Here's a better description of what it is. Amazon's latest grocery store configuration is packed with technology, but will not use its just walk out cashierless tech. The Fresh Store in LA is the first location where shoppers will be able to use Amazon's dash carts, which you log into using the Amazon app and are equipped with cameras and sensors to identify which items you drop in. The cart is compatible with the shopping list made using Amazon's Alexa voice assistant. You can then automatically pay without having to wait in line at the checkout. Amazon says there will also be Echo Show devices dotted around the store to help users find their way around.
Sounds like a good concept. The problem is, I think a lot of people can exploit the camera scanning.
So you need to have an Alexa and a Prime account to use this thing?
I don't know if it like I think maybe the Alexa is like on the shopping cart or something, and then like that connects to your account.
Alexa is kind of like the assistant, like the people who work there.
Oh yeah, that's true. So it's like no one's in there. It's kind of weird. I mean,
That's
unless
kind of
they're
creepy.
there's yeah, the restockers.
So the LA store just opened like a
Yeah,
couple days
pretty
ago.
recently.
Oof. Alexa, what aisle is the milk in? What? This is from CNN.
Like, I wonder if it like can drive itself. So like you just follow it. You don't have to push it.
It's so
I mean, I'm not
weird.
surprised. Is there like auto restock and like stuff like that?
Yeah, it's super whack.
What the hell? Okay, so I'm on CNN, Business Insider, Business, whatever. And the article is called Alexa, what aisle is the milk in? Amazon is opening a new grocery store filled with smart devices. And this was from August 27th, so a couple days ago. So, San Fran at Amazon's newest grocery store, you can ask Alexa voice assistant where to find the milk, scan and check out your groceries using your shopping cart, and pick up books you ordered from the e-commerce giant's website. The first Amazon grocery store is set up to open to the general public in a few weeks just outside of Los Angeles in Woodland Hills, California. So the first physical store. So I'm guessing the other ones were just like you order online and it delivers to your doorstep, I'm assuming. And then the concept is meant to reach different customers than Amazon's Whole Foods chain, which it acquired for $13.7 billion 3 years ago.
My God.
Whole Foods specializes in natural and organic products and doesn't carry mainstream brands like Coca-Cola, Tide, and Oreos. What?
What? That's kind of
Whole
weird.
Foods doesn't carry Oreos?
Whole Foods is that supposed to be like healthier?
Whole Foods is expensive. That's
JK.
all I know. Whole Foods is expensive. What? This is weird. I don't like
Yeah,
it.
the thing about this is that it could definitely replace a lot of jobs, especially cashiers and like cashiers and like just grocery store workers.
Just go to Costco.
AI these
It's so
days.
much better.
Ryan,
It's
what
kind
are
of
you?
weird to think that when like by the time we finish college, I actually don't know.
No,
I
finish
mean,
this
like
thought.
already right now, AI is taking over everybody, like a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
And like, I know it's only a matter of time until everything is automated.
That's
Yeah.
scary. I don't like that. We talked about that last episode too. Like everything's gonna be
Yeah, automation
AI.
taking over. Yeah.
Just throw water on them, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Oh, but there would be
Water
water humans.
resistant.
I guess there would be a higher demand for engineers though, 'cause like
That's
who's gonna
true.
maintain the robots?
But also like that's harder. It's the co like the competition's already pretty harsh. Like it's only gonna get more difficult, so
For
it's
like
not
STEM
like
students, that's insane.
Yeah, and then just like if people, I know there's other retail, working opportunities, but taking out grocery store people, that's like a huge chunk
So
of it.
they're trying to get rid of this, essentially, the customer service digital
Yeah.
in general, which we kind of need.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
big ooh for
a lot
Amazon.
of jobs are going away.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of teachers too, with like robotic
See,
teachers.
yeah, I don't know how robotic teachers just wouldn't work
I don't
because
like it.
there's so much understanding that a teacher has to have, like, emotional
Yeah,
capacity that the robot does not have.
and like how does a robotic teacher work? Like when you ask a teacher a question, like they actually answer based on their knowledge. But if you
They
ask a
just.
robotic teacher, they just Google it.
I know, they just
Yeah.
Google. I can do
So
that
what's the difference between
myself.
us asking that and us
Us
just
Googling it.
Google it?
So, there's some jobs that just like need to stay human.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Like, I would rather talk to a human sales associate than a robot.
It's just so weird. Like, what the
I
heck?
don't like it. Like, there's something different about getting your can of beans checked out by a teenager.
An angsty teenager, sleep deprived.
Rip.
Yeah, it's just not the same vibes.
Doesn't pass the vibe check. So is that literally all you had on Amazon Go?
I mean, all the articles pretty much, oops, say that their concept opens with high-tech cards, sneak peeks, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty new, so I don't know how much information is on it.
Do you guys have Amazon Prime? Well,
Yes.
Ryan, when you were in US, did you have
Yes,
Amazon
I
Prime?
do.
Yeah.
I still have it right now. It
But
will expire by December.
oh, and you can't even use it. This is so weird. Amazon does have some weird products, though.
I
Like, Amazon has some weird products.
mean anybody can buy, I mean anybody can sell stuff on Amazon,
I
so
know. And anything can be sold on
actually I
Amazon.
don't know the Amazon selling policy.
It's so weird.
Like
Oh.
how can someone sell an item on Amazon?
I have no idea.
I don't even know how you sign up for like being a seller. That's weird.
But like during the pandemic, Amazon is thriving.
Oh yeah, for sure, for
Their
sure.
stock value.
It's just so much easier to
It's just
buy
so much
stuff.
easier.
I mean, wait, do you guys buy food from Amazon?
I buy some like instant ramen that I
Yeah.
can only get from like Korea or something. I buy those. You know the nuclear noodles? I buy those from Amazon.
Oh, dude, aren't those like super spicy? What
They're
the
so good. They're not that spicy
heck?
to me.
I used to
I
buy a
see.
lot of microwave rice
What?
on
What?
Amazon.
What? Why microwave? What?
Because I'm Asian.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
like,
because you're Asian,
bruh,
you should cook it in a rice cooker or a stovetop.
if you make rice in the microwave,
That's messed up. You
who are
became very
you?
white.
Who are you?
Why couldn't you just order a rice cooker from Amazon instead of a microwave,
Yeah.
right?
Expensive.
Also,
Who
how would they
afford
ship
it?
like the bags of rice? Because in the grocery store, it's like
Oh, they just sent a box of
huge.
like yeah. They just sent it in box.
It's a box of rice? It's
No, a box of like okay, so inside box there would be like 12 bowls of microwave rice. And all you need to do is take them out, put them inside the microwave, and beep beep ding dong.
beep
Take
beep
it
ding
out.
dong. What is it?
And yeah, that's the whole process.
Beep beep ding dong it is.
No, I still don't like it. There are some rice cookers that sing. Did you know that?
What?
Like they play like the happy birthday tune or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star tune or something when the rice finishes cooking.
Oh.
It's very fun. Just get a rice cooker.
Oh, that's the one I have right now.
Yeah. It's
Not really a happy birthday song, but it
a tune.
does play a song.
It plays a song. It's a cute tune.
Wait,
What's the
Emma's.
weirdest thing you've ever bought on Amazon?
I think I've only bought like pretty normal stuff.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I brought a taser before.
What?
Huh?
Why?
Yeah, poor K.
I mean, I just want. Okay, I brought the taser down just so I can take it apart and use the. Yeah, I want to make a remote. A remote taser using Arduino.
What? Why? Like for like.
You're such a STEM student.
But like, why?
I
What
know.
was
I
Whoa, you
asked
can.
my
What sparked
customer.
this?
What sparked this? I want to bring. I don't know. I mean.
And pain to everyone?
Okay, I mean, AI is gonna take over the world soon. Might as well be by my hand.
What?
You know what? Just team up with the AI by this point.
Yeah.
To all the FBI agent who's watching this broadcast, I'm in Vietnam. You'll never find my location.
He's too slick. He can't do it.
Wait. This is really weird. Okay. Guess what you can buy for $3 on Amazon?
Clothes?
1,500 live ladybugs.
Huh?
Yes.
Why do you want to buy that many ladybugs?
I no,
Like
I think
live?
the right question is, why are they selling live ladybugs on Amazon?
Yeah, how do
What the
they
heck? That's so
so
weird. Oh
like
yeah, selling
do they
animals
feed
online
those
is just like,
ladybug every day?
I mean, it's just they
They're
just
just
eat
waiting
leaves,
for it.
right? What do ladybugs even eat?
Leaves. Butterflies can drink human blood.
Wait, but I have a question. So you have a gaming headset, right? So you know how, sorry. Speaking of gaming, so you know how there's Twitch?
Wait, I think we're zooming over the fact he just threw away his microphone.
Reattachable, it's okay. Ryan, so you know, or like Omna, do you guys know Twitch,
Yes, of
the streaming
course.
platform? Okay, so
Yes,
I
I
see
watch
an
it a lot.
oh, same. 10 out of 10.
Of
But I
course.
found an article that says Amazon rebrands Twitch Prime as Prime Gaming. So is Twitch under Amazon?
It might be. Amazon owns everything,
Ugh, they're too
I'm not. I
big.
know they do a lot of partnership, and like, just like example, like when I play League of Legends, like sometimes there will be a Twitch prize for having Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Twitch is under Amazon.
That's.
Twitch is a video live streaming service operated by Twitch Interactive, a subsidiary of Amazon. And it was
Very
launched in
interesting.
2011. Twitch has been
Oh, that was
around
a
for
while.
9 years.
Yeah, wait,
That's a while.
how much was it bought for?
I assume because it wasn't that big in 2011. Twitch just got like really, really big a couple years ago.
Yeah.
No, the minimum age to stream on Twitch is 13. Did not know that.
Oh.
I'm I can assure you that's just a number.
The
What?
service was acquired by Amazon for 970 million.
Oh.
Wait, that's pretty cheap
Yeah,
for
that's a lot. Yeah, that's pretty
yeah,
low.
Amazon made
It
a
was
great
bought
investment.
in August 2014 by
Oh, so
Amazon.
that's like, yeah.
So that's when it
Okay.
started
Yeah,
getting
because
like kind of
I
big.
know the Prime stuff, so I do
Yeah.
know that Twitch and Amazon has something together, but I never knew that Twitch actually got bought by Amazon.
Wow.
Learn something new every day.
Oh my god, on
The more you
Twitch,
know,
so many people are
knowledge.
playing Fall Guys.
I saw.
Fall Guys is so funny. I want to play, but
Do
I
you
don't,
think
like, I
Fall
can't.
Guys is just like a now game or people playing in the future?
I
Yeah,
feel
and
like it's
Among Us
kind
too.
of. It's like a now
Oh
game.
yeah, Among Us too, yeah.
Yeah, we should try it sometime.
Bro,
We should.
I don't have the money for that.
What is free on the Apple Store?
Among Us or
Oh,
Fall
and
Guys?
yeah, Among
Wait,
Us.
Among Us?
It's
Dude, I would
free
be
on
so
mobile.
bad at that. Oh yeah,
It's
on
free on
mobiles,
mobile.
it's harder to play because you can't really like talk to. It's harder to talk to people, I feel like.
You can
Have
talk to
you
people on
seen that
here.
wholesome Twitch streamer?
Which one?
Bro
Which one?
XH, I think his name is.
I have
He's this wood
not.
carver on Twitch. He's extremely wholesome. So, you know how on Twitch, like, you give money to the people, like $5 or
Yeah.
something, watching them?
Yeah.
So, someone gave him money and he's like, wait, no, I don't want it. How do I return the money? He
Oh.
just didn't want the money and it was so sweet. And I think he donated all the money he got or he gave it to his parents or something.
Oh.
He's very
Nice.
sweet. Go follow him on Twitch. Give
Oh
him money.
wait, but on
Yeah.
the going back to your question about do you, if I think if we think Fall Guys is like a now game, Fall Guys gives me Minecraft like arcade energy. Like the mini games, like give the same
But
energy.
the thing is, the mini games are like kind of getting repetitive. Like they need to come up with some new mini games.
On Minecraft?
Oh no, on Fall Guys.
Oh yeah. I mean, isn't just this like the same like I
Yeah,
don't know
it's
how
the
many
same
games, like
one.
five games. But it's
Yeah, I
so
would
funny to
guess.
watch people.
It is very funny.
I wanna play Among Us though. I would suck, but I wanna play.
You can
Whoa.
download it right now on mobile.
On mobile?
Just saying.
Just saying, download it right now. Y'all go Twitch. I don't know how
One of you guys
sweet.
should become a streamer.
Ryan,
Yeah,
become a Twitch
make some
streamer.
bank.
Make some bank.
Some
Become Jeff Bezos.
incredible content.
Rebuy Twitch from Amazon.
Rebuy.
Shave your head. Become 5'7". How tall are you?
Shave
Five
your
seven?
head.
Yes, I'm. What? Yeah, I'm 5'7".
Are you
Oh, you're
serious?
already halfway there.
Just, yeah. And then get divorced, because that's also what Jeff Bezos did.
But his wife, like, donated all her money, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. His
Yeah,
ex-wife.
a
Kudos to
billionaire
her.
life is pretty lonely.
It's
Honestly, I don't
kind
know.
of lonely as fuck.
If I have Jeff Bezos money, I would want to spend them on spending to the space.
Space
Space
travel?
industry.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for
Oh,
sure.
I want space mining to be a possible thing.
Space mining. I want to do like
Yeah.
space swimming. Like I think that's. I
Space
mean,
swimming?
yeah. Like we wouldn't. Okay, we wouldn't be able to have like, huge pools of water. But you know what? We'll still try it.
I mean, look at space mining. Like, there's just so much,
But like, what do you even do with
potential there.
space? But like, it's just so much
It's
labor.
material.
It's so much labor. Unless you're
No,
having like robots.
no. You flying spaceship out and just grab
That's
an
so
asteroid,
tiring.
put it inside like moon orbit or stuff like that, and then you can
This
process it
isn't
from there.
Star Trek.
That's just like Space Kyle because Kyle wants to be like a geologist. It's basically
Yes.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
keep
so
collecting
yeah.
rocks.
So just Space Kyle.
space
Yeah, you
guy.
know an asteroid actually I don't know the actual number, but
If okay, choose. NASA or SpaceX?
SpaceX.
Really? Why?
I mean, okay, space NASA is still the forefront in terms of space exploring. SpaceX is trying to make things more accessible.
Ooh.
What do you mean by
So
accessible? Like
make it cheaper to go out in space. So I'm just saying that if space travel ever become like accessible for us, the normal people,
the commoners.
yeah, the commoners, that it would most likely because of SpaceX.
Imagine you
Oh,
gotta pay
okay.
like $5 to go to space.
Bro, I
But
want to go to
still,
space so badly, just
listen,
for the
that's why.
anti-gravity.
Listen, if I'm gonna die somewhere, I'm gonna die in space.
You could be with Vector from Despicable
Speaking of
Me.
Vector,
Yeah.
Yeah, that man was
he was
something. That
wonderful.
was man was something else.
He was wonderful.
Low-key
It's really
tech
hard to
genius.
work outside space though, because there's a lot of policy, like around how you can what else? Yeah, around how you can basically work around space. So like the US cannot just send a spaceship out and like destroy it, and like grab an asteroid and stuff like that. I think that's a rule. You're supposed to have a world meeting for that.
Oh, really? That's kind of crazy.
Because
I think
if because mining because asteroid mining can possibly be like trillion, like like 100 or 1,000 trillion on in terms of market value.
Oh,
Because the
wow.
amount of resource there is just insane.
I just
I know
want to go
this.
for fun, bro. Like,
There's just huge potential and market value, so
I
every
just want
country
to
is trying to
party
go
on
for that.
Mars. Give me a
Yeah,
break.
just shoot me up there and leave me. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Like, if a country got a control over those kind of stuff, like they
That'd
were
be
just
insane.
monopolizing.
What the
They were just
heck?
monopolying,
Oh,
like, it
yeah, for
doesn't matter.
sure.
I feel like space, for some reason, brings the countries, like all the countries together, because, like, they gotta work together on the International Space Station.
Yeah,
Whoa, then we're gonna
good
have
job
wars
with
in
that.
space,
Then we're good job with that.
bruh. Trump wants
We all
to
know how
nuke
it
soldiers or something?
You all know how it's going with COVID. There's no cooperation.
Just
There's no
stay
working
up there.
together.
Just, if you're listening to this, I doubt you are. Stay up there, astronauts. You don't need to come back. Chill up there for a while. Have you seen those videos of astronauts coming back down to Earth? So there was this astronaut who came back and he was doing an interview and he grabbed a pen. And you know, zero gravity, you just let a pen go and it floats. He grabbed a pen, let it go, it dropped on the floor so he can pick up his mug of water. He drank from the mug of water, dropped the mug, and he's like, "Where's my pen?" And everything was on the floor and it was wonderful.
Man's not used to it down here.
It
Not
was
used to
wonderful.
gravity. He's part of the elites up there.
I think he even said, oh, "Stupid gravity." Oh, gravity.
Gravity, man.
How would it feel? I feel like you would gain a lot of weight in space. Because
I mean,
gravity.
they do have like exercise
Yeah,
machines,
they
I
do. They
think,
do.
right? Yeah. Bro, I would.
Yeah, I mean,
Going to the
yeah,
restroom in space is so weird.
they
What?
had to. Wait, how
Like,
do they go to the bathroom?
isn't it
How do
like
they go to
a.
the bathroom in space?
I don't. There's like a toilet you strap yourself down to or something.
Ew.
Let me search it up.
Wait, did any of you watch The Martian?
No, I did not.
Okay, so in The Martian, I think it's one of the Chrises, I think. That's fine. I mean, no, maybe it's Matt Damon.
Oh yeah, I think it was. I think it
It
was.
was Matt Damon. It was a 2015 film. So yeah, Matt Damon. So he gets stranded on Mars, and he's like, he has no food. So he's a botanist. So he decided, I'm gonna make potatoes.
Yeah.
So he made potatoes by fertilizing them in his cabin, in his like crew's poop.
Oh, that's
And
cute.
apparently it was scientifically accurate,
Oh.
said Neil deGrasse Tyson. I saw a film theory on it. It was apparently scientifically accurate, so that was very interesting. So
Oh,
you can
for
make,
how
because it's a
long?
fertilizer. Well, he was there for like a couple months, I think. He survived. He wasn't thriving, but he was surviving.
Oh,
He did
so I
pretty
found
well.
out that astronauts can urinate into a long tube with a vacuum system, sucking away the waste, or they can sit down on a special space toilet on board the ISS. The airflow keeps everything going down the pipe. Simple as
Okay.
that.
Where does it go at the end, though? Don't
Probably
they
like
like
a
purify
PP
it to make?
container.
Don't they
Oh.
have to purify it so it can
Oh,
be
they just
drinking water?
release it to space.
And it freezes. Wait, I have a feeling they have to like recycle that. So you can drink it. Because how
Oh,
else are you gonna get water?
no.
I'm pretty
That
sure they have
water coming from.
supply.
Yeah,
No,
there's
but like you're gonna run
supplies.
out of water someday.
No, space. I mean, yeah, someday, but not today, though. SpaceX is sending. Yeah, SpaceX
They
sends supplies
recycle.
to the international.
I'm searching it. Do they recycle the pee for water? Americans drink their urine, but the Russians don't.
Of course.
US astronauts drink recycled urine aboard space stations. It's from The Guardian. This is an article from 2015, so maybe they changed it. But
Wait, okay, so you know how on Google it gives you like recommended questions?
it
Or.
tastes like bottled water, says Lane Carter.
What? Wait, I see something that
Long as you
says.
can
What?
psychologically get past the point that it's recycled urine and condensate that comes out of there.
Wait, I see something that says yes, astronauts are drinking their pee. They close their eyes and remind themselves it's just pure water, completely safe and delicious to drink. No pee molecules left here.
See, like, listen, you gotta recycle it.
I mean, I guess the scoop
So.
on space poop. How astronauts go potty.
Oh.
Thank you, Space
Oh.
and Business Outs Business Insider.
See, they're asking the real questions here.
Oh yeah, scoop space poop.
Ryan's uncomfortable. I'm sorry. You're still gonna go to space now, huh?
Yeah,
I mean the potential.
peeing for men in space would be so much easier. Like,
What?
just because, like, you can aim. We
What?
cannot.
Where are you gonna
Women
aim
cannot
in
aim.
space?
Well, no, but, like, if there's, like, the tube or whatever
Will
they're talking
we have a
about.
tube?
No. No, but I think it says somewhere, like, there's, like, it's just a regular bowl for women, but, like, men, it's just still easier.
No, there's I think there's this product that like allows women to pee standing up. I saw it on BuzzFeed. Yes. They gotta stay hydrated, you know? Hydrate,
In this case,
Yeah.
I will dihydrate.
Yeah,
I
they're
will
gonna stay healthy up
dihydrate.
in space, are you?
Listen, Bear Grylls drinks his pee all the time.
Isn't that weird? Like you drink pee, you just pee
I'm
again.
not
It's just
saying
like
you
it's a
should do it
cycle.
on a day-to-day.
Oh What do you mean? You gotta drink, 7 liters of water every day.
Wait, how much do asteroid work out every day?
Probably every day.
It gotta be a lot.
Yeah. What do
Because
they even do in
if they
space?
don't, they would
I know
just
they have
get
like
squashed by
treadmills.
gravity.
They have treadmills, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
don't know
because
about
if they don't,
weights. I don't
gravity would just
know.
destroy them.
Okay. The Verge says astronauts on the station work out 6 out of 7 days a week for 2.5 hours each day.
Two and a
Yeah,
half
makes sense.
hours. 6 out of 7 days, that's amazing.
Oh,
The
wow.
International Space Station is equipped with three machines designed to give astronauts that full body workout: a bicycle, a treadmill, and a weightlifting machine called ARID, the Advanced Resistive Exercise Device. And that's an article from 2017, so I don't know if it's still this way. I assume it is, so see.
Dang, that's crazy. What the heck? I would not have the energy to work out that much.
Kind of crazy because like we are basically working out the same. Actually, I don't know.
How do girls do their periods in space?
Oh,
Ooh.
Actually, no, they could probably still do it. Like, just disposal, right?
But like, where does all their trash go? That's a
They
good
probably have
question.
like a separate compartment or
Yeah,
something.
they can
Wouldn't
probably
it
have.
overfill at one point? They
It's really
probably have like
large.
a, the space garbage truck probably comes
Because
by.
Honestly, if they just throw it outside space, then we would know.
But, I mean,
No,
yeah.
It would just float
Horrible. Space
forever.
waste.
Don't litter in space. No, listen, we're already ruining our Earth by littering. Don't litter
That's
in space.
true. That's true.
Thanks you guys for listening to our boring
You're
broadcast.
so mean.
It's been a long time. We didn't really timeline anything, getting a phone call, but this is the end of the broadcast. Thanks you guys for listening. Goodbye.